News Talk 590, KUGN here at 7:15. What's up day, folks? It's What's Up Wednesday. Our next guest in studio has got to start out. Got to start with the best what's up.
What's up?
That's pretty healthy. I like that. Welcome, Lindy Smith. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Dennis.
Absolutely. You come in anytime, especially if you work out in the morning and you're all fired up and ready to go. Volunteers and Policing Program Manager. All right, so first off, I want in. Second, seniors on patrol. I just found out I'm old enough.
You are old enough. You don't have to be very senior.
So tell me about the best part of your job and where the program is now and what you're looking for.
Well, my job is fantastic. I often say I have the best job in the city because I get to serve the city of Eugene, serve law enforcement, but really I get to work with these amazing men and women who want to volunteer and help the city, help our community. We currently have about 80 volunteers serving all over the department, probably 40 or more different positions throughout the department where they help. But I am kind of, I hate to use the word desperate, but I'm a little bit desperately seeking people to assist with our squad car maintenance team.
Okay.
And also our seniors on patrol team. Yeah.
So tell me what goes into that.
Well, the squad car maintenance team is a really fun gig. In fact, it's our officers' favorite volunteer team because those men and women are keeping the cars, they're keeping the roving office of the officer in good shape. Mm-hmm. They check the inventory and restock it. They'll wash the exterior, and they will shuttle those vehicles over to the city's fleet services shops for servicing. So they don't need to know, a volunteer for that team does not need to know anything about how to work on a car. They just have to have an interest in serving law enforcement and 4 hours a week available to come in for a shift.
Just like the importance of looking sharp, the vehicles need to look sharp.
Absolutely. Right? That's right. Yes.
And we're talking about a pride thing here.
For sure. And it reflects on the officers, but it also reflects on the community. It says we are ready to go and we are professional and we are on top of what we're doing. And so it's huge. And it keeps those vehicles ready to roll where we're not having to worry about any kind of breakdown, because when they need preventative maintenance, our team of squad car maintenance volunteers will shuttle those cars over to the shops for preventative maintenance or for any kind of repair they need.
So how big is the need? What are you talking? Do you have a number in mind?
Yeah, we would like to have a full team, which would be two volunteers in the morning and two volunteers in the afternoon, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And right now I've got about half that.
Okay.
So I could use a solid dozen volunteers there.
Can we chat just a little bit about the longevity of some of your volunteer.
Yes.
Because this is a cool part of the story.
Yeah, absolutely. So this program was started 20 years ago, the Volunteers in Policing Program. And we have volunteers that have been with us since almost the beginning. I have a volunteer who started in 2001. I have a volunteer who's been with us 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah. We have about five volunteers that have been with us 15 years or longer. Our volunteers, they come on and they love what they're doing and they stick around.
The key is they want to.
Yeah.
This is a want versus need.
Absolutely.
Being told to do something.
There's a lot of value that the volunteers feel in being able to support this community and support law enforcement. And they also have this awesome opportunity for camaraderie and a chance to build sort of a network of friends. And I think that social connection is really phenomenal.
And you talked about earlier you get all ranges as age, from an age standpoint of volunteers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Right? I've got as young as 18, and I have a volunteer who's 91. So,
wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So a broad range. I have lots of college students and lots of retirees, and then a solid handful in between there.
Right.
But I'm looking for anyone who has an interest in serving the community, who has a fairly clean driving record and can pass a fairly rigorous background investigation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So anyone who fits that criteria, if they have an interest in serving, please, they can call me or email me.
the pride level for you relative to the volunteers, it's on a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably 15, 20.
Oh, yeah. Right? I'll knock it out of the park. It's this job is so not just rewarding, but really inspiring to know these people who come in and want to serve. And I'm telling you, it sort of invades every part of their lives mm-hmm. because I see them come in and do, say, a four-hour shift with our seniors on patrol team. But then they turn around and they stop on their way home to give blood, or they meet up with another friend who needs to talk to someone because right. they're going through a hard time. They right. give in all aspects of their lives. And I'm not necessarily looking for a person who thinks they already fit that criteria. Mm-hmm. Someone with just a little bit of interest, because what happens is people become involved and get inspired.
Mm-hmm. It's learning on the go. So
it
to speak.
Is.
And every day is different.
Absolutely. So much fun.
How do we get a hold of you and if we're interested, and I hope that
sure.
a lot of you are.
Yes, please. Absolutely. First of all, if you just put into a search engine, Eugene Police Volunteers, information will come up about our program.
Perfect.
But you can call me directly, 541-682-5355, or people can email me, and my email address can be found right on the website there.
Okay, super. Lindy Smith. She's the volunteer and policing manager, program manager for the City of Eugene and Police. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you,
Thanks
Dennis.
Thanks for sharing the story. 91 years old.
Yes, and still going strong.
Wow. Give me one more what's up.
What's up?
What's up, Eugene, here on News Talk 590 KUGN.